love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew's a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist.
What? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at that thing hanging out of your pocket. What is that?
It's a pen.
Well, what's up with the clip?
Are you hanging on your shirt?
Does it need to be hubcap sized?
Oh.
It wouldn't. What would do?
How did you notice that?
Does a pen weigh 70 pounds? Look, let's get rid of that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's much better.
Dan Finnerty's here from the Dan Band. Oh, Drew, don't pout just because I broke.
I can't wear those damn pants that
like
float
jewelry.
Around.
Jewelry. It was like jewelry. Hey, made you gay. Come on. I straighten you out, brother.
Like always.
Dan is here from the Dan Band. Dan, the Dan Band is going to be on Bravo tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, doing a one-hour special. And the thing that's interesting about this special is it's directed by Mick G. From, well, he's done a lot of movies, but Charlie's Angels fame. And also executive produced by Steven Spielberg. How did that work? How did he get involved?
Isn't that crazy? He came to the show, and afterwards he came up to me, and he's like, hey, we should do we should do something with that. And I'm like, yeah, we should, Steven. And you know,
he's just walked up to you?
He's like, my company, DreamWorks, you know, I know a lot of people at different companies like HBO and Bravo. And I'm like, I'm sure you do, Steven.
He's like,
my company, DreamWorks, produced the movie Old School that you were in. And, you know, I'm like, I know your work. He's like, I did a movie about a shark in the 70s.
It just goes to show that this is why you got to get in a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you could be playing McCabe's on a Tuesday night in front of 11 people, and Carmen Electra could be in the audience, and she would F the drummer that night just because she was in the audience and you were on stage. It doesn't matter who you are. You're in the audience. You're in the dark. And it doesn't matter who you're not. No offense, Dan. You're on stage, and that's that. So for 10 minutes, I'm on stage, and Spielberg, you're in the shadows, and leave me your card. Maybe I'll give you a buzz.
And that clearly is never going to happen to either one of us. Therefore, we live the rest of our life compensating for that. Is that what you're saying?
This is why I don't go to shows, though.
But we deal with bands every night.
I'm never on stage, but I'm never in the audience either.
But we deal with them every night.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow.
So, Dan, I don't even know what that was, Drew. Just be quiet. Go fix your pen.
It started with a pen. That's where it all went down.
So Spielberg was there to...
Enjoy my music.
Your music. No, I'm asking is does he have a teenage son who's really into the band, or he doesn't strike me as a guy who just goes out and checks out local talent.
It was because of Old School, because we were in the movie Old School, and he actually said he and Kate watched the credits to see who the wedding singer was.
Wow.
Which is nice.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And then, yeah, from there, he actually was like, I want to put you in my Tom Hanks movie. And I was like, all right, Steven, put me in your Tom Hanks movie. And that Monday, the casting director of The Terminal called, and she's like, well, Steven just gave you a part in The Terminal, so come get fit for your little costume.
What'd you play?
I played the Discovery Store manager. It was Oscar buzz, dude. You didn't
come on, yeah. Drew. You didn't get the ballot last year.
Didn't see the movie.
Shoot, oh, all right. Well, don't ask then, awesome. Man.
Curious.
Well, it seems
for
like
other people.
Seems like you saw the movie and forgot. You know what I mean?
My feelings are hurt.
Yeah. All right. So Spielberg has put his considerable might behind the Dan Band.
That's right.
And it's going to be on tomorrow night on Bravo.
Where did you get the idea for doing this?
It started, honestly, which is sad, with drunk karaoke.
Perfect.
And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What doesn't get started that way?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's how this show got started.
Of course,
I've figured.
And it's spun into franchise, drunken franchise.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow night. It's on Bravo. It's 11 o'clock. And are all the albums on the songs on the album going to be covered? Any bonus tracks? Anything that's not on the live album that we can expect to hear tomorrow night?
No, man, no.
It's awesome.
But you can put a lovely visual to the CD that's also available in stores.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be, you know, there's a lot of crazy singing and dancing that goes on in our show.
We're going to hear a couple of cuts off
I love that.
Off the Dan Band CD, by the way. And they're all covers. They're all songs you like. A lot of them are songs you like but are scared to admit you like, but you wouldn't change them if it came on the radio. That's kind of how you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Flashdance and Fame and all the songs you're not supposed to like but you like anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to hear some of that tonight. and also, everyone else is scared to admit this too, but you'd much rather hear your band do, you'd rather show up at a wedding, you'd rather show up at a party, you'd rather show up at a celebration and have the band do all covers of songs you like rather than their original stuff
Absolutely.
That you couldn't stand or at least weren't familiar with, because you always hate a song. At best, you tolerate a song. If you tolerate a song the first time you hear it, it means you're going to love it. If you hate it, it means you'll be okay with it if you hear it 10 more times.
Speaking of tolerating, let's get some calls.
Where's your pen, Drew?
I threw it.
Drew's
here
angry.
Here it comes. Here comes back.
Oh, here it came back. Where's it? What's it from? Camprel. Oh, yeah. It's Compa Papa Calcium. It's above the delete tablets. What is this for?
For alcoholism.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Get a buzz?
No. It makes you not be so anxious to drink. I was thinking about slipping some in your coffee.
Dude, listen.
I know your medicine works well for you.
Yeah.
But it has a dark side.
I don't need if you don't catch a buzz off the pill.
I know.
It's like, why bother making it?
I know. Well, okay. At least you don't have to call it scoring when I give it to you.
Drew doesn't like when I call scoring, and he doesn't like when I call sleeping medication downers. He doesn't like that either. Katie?
Huh?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I had sex with my best friend, and now he's acting weird, and I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know, to be his friend. I don't know.
How long ago did this happen?
A week ago, maybe.
And do you want to be a boyfriend-girlfriend?
I don't know. I mean, I thought I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably doesn't.
I thought I did.
No, you still do. You just are questioning it because he doesn't want to be
it. Right. He's not responding, and that makes you go, oh, my God, I shouldn't feel this way.
Yeah. We need to give chicks this speech one more time, which is guys are not confused at all about anything they like.
No. They
anything.
Will let you know. If he really were into this, he would have been sitting your doorstep the next morning.
But here's the thing. Why should women be any different than anything? If a guy's into a car, he's got posters of it up in the bedroom, he knows all the stats, and if you said to him you got a 1% in a billion chance of getting this, he would go insane staying up all night. I mean, if he's into a car, if he's into a pizza, if he's into a band, if he's into anything, he's on it, he's all over it, he's all about it. All the time. But then sometimes chicks call up and they're like, I think he's into me, but I think he's confused, and he's also a guy who has trouble expressing himself, so I'm not sure. Now, just think about that guy with the car. He ain't into you, and he doesn't want to come out and say he ain't into you,
so he says
I'm confused, yeah. And I'm torn, or I'm not ready for a relationship right now.
Guys feel guilty when they sleep with somebody, good guys at least, feel guilty when they sleep with somebody they're not into.
Keep going, Drew. It's getting cathartic.
No, they say that.
Candy stripers, replace people with candy stripers. Yeah.
Yeah, but me and him are, like, best friends. Like, me and him, like, did everything together, and, like, we had that thing. And then, I don't know, like, one night it happened, and there you go.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You guys have been best friends for how long?
Since, like, the seventh grade.
And if he was into you, you would have known it. You would have made it clear.
Long ago.
You would have gotten angry when you started dating other guys and started pouting.
Well, he was kind of like, if I mentioned another guy like on the phone to him, he'd hang up on me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the way to go.
I think he just weirded out like the way I was.
Mm-hmm.
But
look,
I don't know.
What kind of guy is he?
Huh?
What kind of guy is he?
I don't know. Like, he's a weird one.
Yeah.
He's like a guy's guy, but when we're by ourselves, he's like more of a friend-girlfriend type thing.
Well, hold on a second.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, when
all
he's
right,
with
why don't you just... Why don't you
declare?
Him?
Yeah, declare
just
yourself.
Go ahead and ask him.
Go in
see
and go, look, I really want to... I would, you know, I know we have a good friendship. I value that friendship, but I think I'd like to move this thing into something else. If you're up for that, I am. If not, let's roll it back to friendship again.
What?
Yeah.
Give him the... Oh, you can't do that?
Oh, the column right now?
Not right the second, necessarily. When you're
well,
ready.
If let's you call wanna, him. Yeah, let's call him.
What's his number?
I don't want to call him.
Oh.
All right.
I don't even want him knowing that I called this.
Okay.
Oh, my God. No, I can't call him. I'm scared he might think I'm retarded or something for calling.
Well, no.
Okay.
Look.
Well, the joke's on him because he had sex with a retard.
You need to call him.
Which I don't want to knock. And, I mean, you shouldn't knock
again,
until you've tried it.
You're telling us a little something stuff we don't need to know.
Yeah.
But the deal is, he needs to know how you're feeling. Put it on the line. Mm. If he doesn't respond, say, you know, let it be a friendship again.
How old is he?
Probably 18.
18. She's 18. Poor chicks.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for him. They don't know what the hell's doing.
It's bad news out there.
It's got to be tough. They got like they got all the boobs. They got no brains.
Well, their brains work differently. They work differently.
Yeah.
They can't see it from a man's perspective. They don't have that
differently. Like a English sports car's electrical system works differently. Doesn't work.
And the Japanese electrical system
doesn't work that well.
Like a SIM card. Yeah.
It doesn't work. That's how it works differently. But everything's confusing. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
All right. It's got to be tough. Laura.
Yes.
You're 18.
Yeah.
Uh oh. You got that little girl voice. That means you were molested.
Yeah.
Yep, we hear it.
All right. Now, Drew.
Doesn't say that anywhere up on the board.
Read what the question says.
Boyfriend says, boyfriend's penis kept missing during doggy-style sex. What's the problem?
All right. But
she
uttered three syllables, and we knew she was molested.
Yep, you can tell.
Damn. She got that voice.
Oh, that's a good.
Dan was molested too.
Oh no!
The way he said damn.
That freaks me out.
He said damn, like he was molested.
No. Laura, that's a tough problem.
Yeah. So what happened? I mean, we'll get into the doggy style stuff in a minute, but who molested you?
It was like my friend's mom and dad like got a divorce or whatever. So my friend's mom and her mom and her brother came to live with me, and like. Her brother did.
Okay.
How much
older? It's interesting. She got it became more pronounced when she started talking about it. You know.
Yeah.
Like, I was like 14, and he was like 18.
No. Something happened before that.
That's too late. We need something earlier.
When you were like six.
What happened when you were six? Not when I was that young.
Or eight.
Somebody die. Somebody leave.
No.
What's all with all this chaos that a whole family comes to live in your house?
I think it was just one of my best friends, and then like. My parents, I don't know, it was...
All right, hold on a second. We need to convene. This isn't a 14-year-old voice. This is a 6 or 7 or whatever-year-old voice. So something's going on. You don't get this voice molested at 14.
No.
I mean, you don't get it the first time at 14 anyway.
Right.
You get it at, like, 6.
And your voice freezes?
That's basically what happens. They just stop developing. And our culture goes, ooh, she's so coquettish. She's Marilyn Monroe-like. That's a little girl voice. Sounds like a little girl.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Laura.
Yeah.
So let me ask some questions. Where's your dad?
He's here.
Uh-huh.
He's in your life and has always been.
Yeah.
These are your biological parents.
Yeah.
All right.
Alcoholism, drug abuse.
No.
Is he a publicist?
But he's not like, he's not like an alcoholic. He like, yeah.
Yeah,
he drinks. Like what?
He's not an alcoholic. He drinks, maybe like 2 or 3 beers a day.
And by the way, when I have kids, I'm going to train them. That's going to be their answer, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Papa Adam? Yeah. No, he drinks. Socially. 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 He's not an alcoholic.
Recreationally.
Recreationally sounds like he only drinks when he's boating.
Right.
Which seems like a bad plan. Yeah, I'm just going to say socially.
Laura, did anybody ever hit you?
Somebody hit you, Laura?
Yeah, but I don't know who it is.
What?
You don't know who hit you?
Oh, if someone hit me, nobody's ever hit me. I mean, I've got spanked by my parents, but not, like, beaten or anything.
Did they hit you with an object?
No. Well,
no.
A paddle, but not, like, anywhere but my butt.
That's a little much.
A little something. What's your dad do for a living?
He's been working at his job since, like, he was 17, and he's, like, 39 now, but, like...
Oh, okay. I see. So he's been at it 22 years, so that explains it.
But, by the way, they had you when they were 20.
Yeah. Right? My mom was 19, and he was 20.
And there was no chaos in your home growing up? Must have been all.
I have 2 brothers and a sister.
By the way, you know what this show turns out? Here's what the show really is. It's like when they put a 7-year-old on the stand and they're trying to get him to admit to preschool. Right. Can you point to the part of the dolly?
Yeah.
Point to the dolly where the bad man touched you. Did he touch you in your private? Did he touch your Pepe?
Did he touch your hair?
Here's a dolly. Here's a dolly. It's like talking to an 18-year-old here.
I know.
All right. What's Dad do for a living?
lots of things since he was 17.
No, I think the same thing since he was 17.
Same thing, yeah. I see.
Laura, where does your dad go to work?
He works at this place that's like, it's like somewhere in Saginaw, and he's like a supervisor, and like, he does this like, he like welds and does pipes and stuff. I don't know.
Metal. Oh,
there we go.
That's albino white trash. Focus. Worse than roofers. Welders. Oh, yes. All right, so Laura and... So you were raped?
We're not going to get into this. Right, there's a rape in early adolescence. Anyway, yeah. You sure it wasn't like when you were 11 that you were raped?
Might have been. I'm not sure how old I was. It was somewhere around there.
All right, let's say it was 8, just for the sake of argument.
Just so Drew,
because that's what it's. I have an absolutely vivid sense that it's somewhere around there for you.
All right. Either way, doggy style sex with your boyfriend. How old is your boyfriend?
He's 22.
How old?
22.
How long have you been sexually active with him?
Since like October of last year.
Okay, and why is this so mysterious to you? What's happening?
We do it and it'd be working, like, and then it'd come out, and like it just.
Doesn't that sound like
up.
A 6-year-old talking?
What?
What's that, Laura?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can tell because it's turning me on. Oh, Drew, listen, I'm flesh and blood. At least I'm honest. I'm being honest. That's all. Hey, Laura, look, I don't care what he's doing when he's behind you. That's the least of my worries. I worry about you crapping out some kids. What are you using for protection?
The pill.
Boda bag?
You're on the pill.
Oh.
Very good.
All right, you're on the pill.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What?
You take a pill every day?
Yeah.
Is it shaped like Wilma?
What's the name of the pill you're taking?
I don't trust her, yeah. Oh, true. This will be good.
What's the name of the pill? Can't hear her. This phone suck.
I don't remember the name.
All right.
I don't know.
All right, Laura. Let me give you your like 5-year plan for you, all right?
Okay.
Do not get pregnant. Do not get pregnant. Do not get pregnant. All right?
Okay.
Do not get involved with abusive guys.
Don't get involved with abusive guys. Don't waste your time in college or junior college or any of that nonsense. Get a good job. Don't piss off your boss. Show up early. Get a job and fight to keep it. And number 5, don't get pregnant. All right?
Yeah.
As far as the sex goes, use some lube. Do whatever you want. What a disaster.
Oh, my God.
Disaster.
Why no junior college? What happens at college?
I'll tell you.
Where do you go to college?
What?
Do you go to junior college yourself?
No. I went to college.
You went to real college.
What happens at junior college?
Junior college is like the sort of, I don't know, some sort of lint trap that losers get caught into and they can't escape. They just get into it and they never get out of it, and 6 years goes by and they're...
We had a long discussion last night about the fact that no one ever graduates junior college. They transfer out. They transfer to a 4-year.
Yeah.
They never graduate.
It's just some sort of, it's some sort of black hole filled with pot, hacky sack, and granola bars and peachy folders that losers fall into and there's no escape.
Damn.
Listen, if you're stupid, you shouldn't be going to college. Here's the thing. You want to know how to frustrate yourself? Try to do things that smart people do when you're stupid.
Or just do things you're no good at.
Yeah, Drew... You, my friend, should be in a reggae band.
Yeah. Right.
You should be one of the Wailers.
Yes.
And here's what our society is. Here's what we do in our society. We tell every kid, you should go to college, you should do this. And then we tell every other kid,
anything.
You do anything you want. What we should be telling kids is,
no,
you can't do anything you want. You can do about 2 or 3 things if you're lucky. Why don't you figure out what those things are? Better yet, we'll tell you what they are.
Remember the old days? They used to have aptitude tests. They go, you're good at farming. We're going to take you and we're going to send you down to agriculture school. Hey, you're good at teaching people. We're going to give you a teacher school. Remember that?
Yes.
That was like 50 years ago.
And then you have a nice, fulfilling life because you get to actually do things that you're good at. I know, Dan shaking his head.
I know.
Because Dan...
You don't like social engineering? Adam has a plan.
Well, Dan would have been driving the Zamboni at the skating rink. There's nothing on the thing that says start a band where you cover, feminist hippie songs from the 70s.
Right.
I know, and there's no radio loudmouth box on that aptitude test either. Don't get me wrong, but everyone goes to college, and if you ain't college material, you just float around for 6 years and waste everyone's time.
His point is learn a skill or a trade.
Yes.
That's a reasonable idea.
Well, who's going to learn a trade when they're 18 at McDonald's? I mean,
that's my point.
Carpet cleaning. Adam went right into it.
Now, here's the point. Somebody should have got hold of me and every guy I hung out with in high school at age 16 and said, you guys aren't going to Stanford and you're not going to Cal. You're going to need to make some money. How about we get in some pipe fitting apprentice program or something, and you guys learn how to fit pipes or frame buildings or pour slabs or do electrical work or fix carburetors. And then you get out of high school, you work some apprentice thing for a couple years. Next thing you know, you're 21, you're making $18 an hour, and you can afford rent.
But see, what happens if they don't do that? What actually happens?
What happens is you go to junior college, you float around for 3 years, and your stepmom kicks you out of the garage, and next thing you know, you're cleaning carpets for some a-hole in Van Nuys
for
$4 an hour.
Nice.
Or you become a 39-year-old dad who drinks just 2 beers a day with a,
right.
Yeah.
Little girl talking 18-year-old daughter.
Well, yeah. That's actually, that would have been a good story for one of those guys.
Right.
Adam's friends.
All right. Yeah. So listen, everyone. Find out what your calling is and do it. But again, you can't. It can't be rapper and movie star for all of you. All right, Drew Reggae.
Can't wait.
This is what you know. What I believe everyone secretly loves sports for this reason, because if you can't cut it, you're out.
Yeah.
See, junior college is like a horrible basketball team that you can never be cut from. So you could always say I'm on the team, even if you never play and you're never any good. Whereas in sports, it doesn't matter if your dad owns the franchise. If you can't cut it, you're out.
That's
what people love about
that new Shaggy style reggae.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, yeah.
How would that go, Drew?
What about the doggy style reggae? Just call back to the caller.
Anderson, you don't think Anderson? You know, Drew can go urban on your ass if he has to, though. If he has to.
If you had a hizzy, you'd be out of the house.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean,
look, motherfucker, I'm telling you, don't be a player hater. Because when you tap her in the ass, you ain't going to be an instrument pistol rocker no more. And the digit is Dizzle, and in the hizzy for Chizzy, going to be great on the QT for real.
Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. We had the mics turned on during a commercial break, and Drew was giving me some advice of how to handle my bitches.
I'm telling you, nigga, that it would put you into the mode where you would have no problem to get that freaky shit going. 24/7 flowing semen here in your house. And you're busy. For Chizzy.
All right, Drew, easy now. He didn't know the mics were hot. I was having some lady problems,
yeah.
And Drew slips in sort of a street slang when
I saw
he gets
it in the
passionate.
Hallway.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw it. You'll see it. You'll see it come out.
Now.
He puts on the doctor voice when we're on the air, but it's totally different Drew during the commercial breaks. All right, we need to hear a song. We need to take a break. What are we going to do, Drew? Don't cuss. You just want to write your answer now? All right, Drew's upset now. Dan is here from the Dan Band. We'll hear something off the new live CD. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll also speak to John, who has a bi girlfriend that wants him to keep seeing women.
She wants to keep seeing women.
Has a bi girlfriend that wants, to keep seeing women. And he wants to know if he can join in. Let me just say hi to her for a second. John?
Yeah.
Is she going to let you join in?
I don't think so.
No, she just wants to keep seeing women.
She just wants to keep, getting it. I guess you could say.
All right. Okay, thanks. Thanks.
That's very clear. What a picture he's painting. By the way.
Painting a picture for you, yeah.
But it's not, fortunately, not a bogus call, because the bogus call would have gone, she wants me to join in.
Right. Yeah. No, not bogus. We'll talk to Dan, and we'll tackle his problem. After this. Yeah, everybody. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Dan here tonight from the Dan Band. The big special. Spielberg special. You know, let me tell you something about Spielberg. He doesn't know how to do crap. And I don't mean doesn't know how to do anything.
He doesn't know how to do S. He knows
everything's good.
He only does good stuff.
It's all good.
See?
Yeah, it's all gold. And not everyone can claim that. A lot of guys, big names, guys you know. But not everything is gold. Spielberg, gold. And why should TV be any different? So he's getting behind Dan and his band, who are going to be on Bravo tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. I'm going to set my TiVo for that.
It's also on Sunday at 11, in case you miss it.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Yeah, tomorrow on the 2nd, that's right, and then Sunday on the 5th. So, but you're not going to miss it. What you're going to do is you're going to watch it again.
Exactly. If you want to see it live, you can come down to Avalon here in L.A. on Friday.
Where is where is Avalon?
It used to be the Palace. Now it's Avalon.
Oh, it is? Yep. Oh, it's Palace? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice Art Deco place. Mm. Yeah. Drew, ever been in there?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. Come on down. I'll give you a comp.
Come on down.
Right, just one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bitchin' old, like, 20s, 30s Art Deco style. And they've done a lot of filming and stuff in there, a lot of movies.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis used to do his talk show from there.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Didn't know that.
Come on.
Didn't know that.
See?
We will get back to the phones and speak to, wrong line, speak to John, who's 21, and we'll hear something from the Dan Band, too. John?
Yep.
So, John's 21, he has a bi girlfriend, and she wants to keep seeing women.
Mm-hmm.
And she is not talking about a threesome, she's just talking about a twosome, and you ain't in for some, right? That's just you? Right, just her and the girl. Yeah.
And why are you having these discussions?
Okay, well, it started, we started dating, first of all, I've known her forever, right? So she was my friend before she was my girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've known she's been bi forever, right?
Yeah.
But we discussed a relationship, okay? We came to mutual agreements, but we started partying, and when it...
Hold on. John's got that cop thing, you know, where he goes...
Cop, okay.
You know, okay, okay, yeah. All right, okay, okay, what I'm going to have to ask you to do right now, okay, all right, okay, for me right now, could you go ahead, reach your wallet, go ahead and show me some ID right now, okay? All right? All right, now... What I'm going to also ask you to do right now is to go ahead for me and to go ahead and get the registration out of the glove box, okay, right now. Do you know why I pulled you over? Okay, right now. Because you failed to yield, okay, right now. Okay, could you do that for me? What is that with cops? What are they gonna, just give out the goddamn ticket and get it hit the road. And, John, just start talking. I don't need to hear anything about, okay, right now, okay. You guys dated. And she's bi, and she remains bi.
And we had a discussion after I noticed that at the parties she started making out with girls.
All right. John, she's chaotic.
John, well, you're so up in your head, it's unbelievable.
She's a nut job.
It's like you're having some sort of a business meeting. Well, we got together, we hashed out the agreement,
yeah.
And she agreed that she would not make out any longer in the party, because right now we had this discussion. Now, come on. She's all over the place. She's not in this relationship. She's clearly been abused in some fashion.
Yeah.
She can't handle intimacy. She's injecting chaos into your relationship. And by the way, bi or not, she's in a monogamous relationship. What do you care whether she's with another woman or another man? The relationship's just sort of over as a monogamous entity.
It's easier to beat off to the woman. That's why.
What if she's okay that it's not monogamous?
It's not a relationship. That's fine. Then enjoy. But why is he calling a radio station then?
John?
Well, not necessarily that. She says it's a relationship, and she says, I'm the only guy she'll ever want to be with, and, you know, she cares about me.
Yeah, but she's nuts.
She still wants to keep her girls thing. She's like, you treated me better than anybody ever has.
Yeah, well, sure. Stepdad beat the crap out of her with a coat hanger.
Go read about borderline personality disorder. I think you'll see a lot of the qualities here.
John,
she's bipolar.
Yeah, okay.
Well, bipolar and borderline kind of go together. So
let me tell you what goes on. I know we live in this fantasy world where she's super sexual, so that's why she likes the ladies and the gents.
No,
she's chaotic, and I guarantee she was abused. This is the sad truth behind the super sexy, super sensual chicks who just they love three guys or three women. Nah, she was abused.
Severely.
I'm sure she's a mess. She's chaotic. And she's going to drag you right into it. And you're not equipped to handle it.
That's a fact.
All right.
Okay. Wish the humans were different, but that's
okay.
How they work.
All right, right now.
Right now.
What I'm going to have to ask you to do okay right now for me, okay, is to go ahead and step away from the relationship. Just go ahead and set the vagina down, son.
or not.
Put your hands in your pocket. Just go ahead for me right now, okay? Okay, right now. Just step away from the relationship.
But prepare for chaos.
Put your hands where I can see them, please, right now, okay? Interlock your fingers behind your head, son. Go ahead for me right now and just lie down.
The parting stuff, that's her addiction getting going,
okay,
too.
Right now.
The what? The partying?
She's an addict, too. Usually this fits with the
big-time
substances.
All right, John.
None of this. She doesn't do any substances?
Huh?
She doesn't do any substances?
She used to. She quit. She's clean.
Yeah. John.
It almost killed her.
Yeah. Is she in a program of 12-step recovery?
She already went through all that.
So she goes to meetings every day?
It killed her. It started, her heart stopped.
All right. John, just so you know, for the sake of discussion, the only way someone like that ever gets over addiction is with daily active involvement in recovery with their sponsor, probably two meetings a day for at least the next 5 years. This is somebody who's a severe trauma survivor, had a near death, nearly died of addiction, and magically she's over that. There's no such person. It doesn't exist.
John makes a pretty compelling point as to why she's not an addict anymore. Your heart stopped. Oh, I see. Oh, so she doesn't ever have a problem with drugs because it almost killed her? Like, oh, I see. I see. Yeah, yeah. All right, Drew. There you go.
Yeah.
Listen, I know. We sound like a-holes and we get all preachy on everyone and everyone's got the little girl voice and everyone's abused and everything. This ain't a horny chick. This is an effed up chick. And John is too stupid to know what he's doing, and he's in way over his head, and he doesn't understand. He thinks he's playing a kazoo, and he's got a harp, and one of those huge ones too. Like you see,
and he's trying to get in his car,
and he's trying to get it in the car. It's not going to work. He doesn't know what he's got. John, get out.
Oh, John,
get out for you get her pregnant.
All right.
Just go find someone else who's effed up. All right, but less effed up. Okay, right now. Okay.
Oh, Johnny.
All right. Poor John. It's tough, John. Right. But you know we're right. She's a mess.
Unless she's active involved
in
a program.
Yeah, she's a mess. But, you know,
all right.
Unless she's active involved in a program of recovery on a daily basis and you go to an Al-Anon program, then it can work out. But other than that, and by the way, the borderlines, severe borderlines like that, are always attracted to sociopaths. So if she's attracted to John.
John. I bet John sells something for a living. John.
Yeah.
What do you do? Sell RVs?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I am a salesman, yeah.
I'm shocked.
I'm a computer geek, actually. Struggling musician. I have many jobs.
You sell computer stuff? What do you sell?
Vacuums during the week, DJ during the weekend. My day job is...
Muffler.
I work at a gas station.
What's going on here?
All right. But you sell vacuums, too?
Yeah.
Have you ever had trouble with the law?
Have I ever had trouble with the law?
Yeah.
I've been pulled over before.
Oh, okay,
son,
step away from the vacuum, son, okay, right now? Put the corner attachment down on the vacuum, put the slinky hose down and the retracting cord, step away from the upright. I'm a canister man myself. What happened to the canister,
Here's what
Drew?
You need to do. You need to give the polar bear talk right now.
Yeah.
Right now, real quick. And then we're going to listen to a song.
Don't give
the polar bear talk. Do not mention the polar bear.
Don't
talk about polar
bears. Really?
I hate that when you talk about that.
Well,
I can't stand it.
You know what
do not mention it.
You know what you just earned yourself?
No.
A polar bear talk.
Okay.
All right? Okay. You want to shoot for two polar bear talks?
No, don't do it. Do not do it.
Here's Dan. All right. I'm going to address this to you.
Okay, good.
Okay. Because we're not going to see each other ever again. And Drew and I get an assful of each other. You know what I mean? Although I will see you on Bravo
tomorrow night
at 11 and then repeat it again Sunday on the 5th.
And I'll see you from the stage on Friday at Avalon.
Yeah.
Here in town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Friday night.
Down the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
Formerly known as the Palace.
Polar Bear.
A lot of movies there. Okay.
Oh, I have been to the Palace.
Here's the thing. You've been there. All right.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you want to figure out, and this is all we've figured out from this show, if you want to figure out how polar bears act, how they interact, migration,
Feeding habits.
Mating habits. You study 100 of them, and you're an expert on polar bears. You don't have to study every one of them. You need about 10 of them, actually. And now you know everything there is to know about polar bears. People are the same way. They just don't want to admit it. We live in a society where everyone's an individual, and there's nobody created like you, and you know that you're like a snowflake, and no two of you are alike. And by the way, I don't buy that with the snowflakes. I've seen snowflakes that look pretty damn close.
Yeah, yeah.
So the point is everyone walks around going, I'm the only me, and of course, when you're the only you, then how can you take any advice from anybody? Because we don't know you. We didn't grow up with you. You're easy to figure out. Stupid people are even easier than polar bears. They're all the same. It's all the same thing. And we live in this retarded society where everyone gets to cling to their own individuality, and then they turn to sin. They have their personal relationship with Jesus Christ and all this other BS. Kiss my ass. You guys aren't even books. You're pamphlets. There's nothing to you. You see right through you. It's easy. And if you want to run society, you just find the effed up people, put a few laws in place, and figure it out. Someone needs to get to these people early and often, get them on birth control, get them some counseling for all their trauma, and then we can close down the prisons and we can close down the methadone clinics. But no one wants to think that way. Everyone's an individual. So we have, and by the way, does medicine work that way? If you're going to do bypass surgery, how do you know if the guy has three hearts? You don't know.
Right.
He's an individual.
Right.
Oh, you think his heart is in the upper left part of his chest, but could be in his asshole. Because we're all different, Drew. Aren't we different?
You can say
I think I can.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I can.
Yeah, all right.
You guys can, because I'm an individual.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
I'm the asshole individual. I can say whatever I want. It's just nonsense. People aren't any different physically. They're the same mentally as they are physically. You know how the body's laid out. You figure out how the brain's laid out. Everyone responds the same way to the same thing. A couple of individuals that throw you through a loop every once in a while, but 99.99% of the populace all the same. That's all we're here to say. All right, let's hear a song.
Let's do. On the happy note, come on.
Let's do.
Oh, John.
You ready, Michelle?
Did John get what he wanted?
No.
All he's getting is a song.
He needs tough love. He needs to break up with this girl. She's chaotic.
Well, he at least admitted that she's a mess. Heard him say
and
that.
He's a BS artist. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Sorry, John.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. This is a little something from the Dan Band, and it's called, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Sound of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all my years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified. I see the f***ing look in your eyes. Falling in love, now I'm fucking falling apart. Nothing I can say, total eclipse of the heart. Well, Jesus, once upon a time there was light in my life. Now there's only love in the dark.
Yeah, the Dan Band, everybody. That song's like 10 minutes shorter than...
Yeah, I didn't want to do the whole third verse.
No, you don't need that.
I got tired.
Did you actually say the F word in there?
Yeah, I did.
And they just beeped it out?
They bleep it
Bravo out. Bleep it or play it?
Yeah, they bleep it.
They bleep it.
Pusses.
Yeah, I know it.
What the hell? See, they claim to support the arts, but they bleep out the F-bomb and Total Eclipse of the Heart.
What a bunch of pussies.
Thank you, Drew. All right, Dan is here from the Dan Band. We'll take a quick break. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dan is here from the Dan Band.
Woo. That was me wooing for myself.
We'll hear something else off the live CD. you can find the Dan Band, which, of course, Dan leads on Bravo tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, and then again on Sunday. But don't kid yourself. Don't do that thing where, I don't have to catch it tomorrow night. I'll catch it on Sunday. Oh, no. No, you catch it tomorrow night.
That's right.
That's right.
And reprieve it. Reprise it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise it. And we're going on tour this summer. How about
nice.
That?
Nice.
Yeah, what about that?
The tour dates are up at thedanband.com. Adam and Drew.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to check it out.
I'm gonna.
All right.
I was on it before, by the way.
You were?
No.
All right.
Not really, no.
Why don't you come to my show, Dan?
I'm coming to the show.
When, this Friday?
Yeah.
At Avalon?
Yeah.
For real?
I am.
All right.
You know why?
You live right around the corner.
Because I'm close. Yeah. To me, it's not about the band. It's about proximity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'll get you a Zima.
Oh, he's in.
One comp, one Zima.
I thought they went the way of the dodo, but I'm into that. I'm into, you know what, you know what else? You know what else I'm into? I don't know if they have anymore. I should have stocked up. Tequiza.
Oh, those are good.
Tequiza was awesome.
It's you're not blaspheming because they were good.
No, tequizas were good. They're like
Zima was bad news. I'll say it out loud. But tequizas
were wine coolers for straight guys.
Yep. Strawberry blush, no.
Right. Here's the deal about here's the thing. You know what it is? It's like what a smoothie is to a guy who thinks he's on a health kick, which is
that's what tequila is.
Yeah, it's 44 ounces of frozen yogurt and orange juice. It has as many calories as 6 Big Macs.
Yeah.
But you think
I didn't
have the tuna melt. I had the caloric equivalent to an actual basket of fries at McDonald's, but it's a smoothie. It's a health shake.
There's a strawberry on the cup.
Yeah, strawberry on the cup, and there were some sprouts growing at the place. Of course, I didn't get any of those, but they were near the stuff I ordered when the guy was scooping the ice cream out of the back of the thing. So that's what I'm saying is the tequila, let's face it, wine coolers taste better than beer. They're yummy. They're carbonated. They taste like berries. You get a buzz. But as a dude, you don't look good holding a wine cooler. Tequiza, it looks like you're drinking a beer that had a floater of tequila in it.
It tastes
something.
Like a wine cooler.
It tastes like a wine cooler. Yeah, it's super sweet.
No, it's like isn't it beer with like a tequila flavor?
It is. But first off, everything that tastes good is just corn syrup. That's what it is. Yeah, you go, oh, this iced tea. It tastes good. It's things chiral. That aren't sweetened taste like hell. That's how you know everything's sweetened. Yeah.
All right. One call.
No calls.
Segment. We won't take any calls this segment.
No calls.
I don't want to speak to anybody.
Oh, yeah?
No calls.
You don't?
No calls.
You see my finger?
I don't see your finger.
You see where it's going?
I can't stand it.
You see where it's going? Pow. Danielle's on the phone. Hi. So what do you think of that, Drew?
I'm sickened.
I'm nobody's bitch. Danielle, and don't try to use that schoolyard psychology on me either, because it always backfires. You know why? Because we're talking to a caller. Danielle, 16?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my father sexually molested me from about 6 to 15, which was last year.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Oh, yeah. And I actually called you guys, and you guys convinced me to tell my mom, and I'm now wondering whether to press charges or not, because he actually seems like he's trying to, obviously he said that he's sorry and all that good crap, but he's acting like he's, trying to reform the family or something like that. He's trying to help out.
Uh-oh. What's he doing?
He's on to somebody else.
He's on to some kind of cult or something? What are we doing here?
Oh, I found Jesus. What's he doing?
No, he's just... said that he found the error of his ways and all that.
Danielle, you don't worry about him right now. Worry about yourself. You need to get some help with this horrible trauma.
I do
want to
get counseling.
All right.
But
what?
If I get counseling before I'm 18, I will have to report it, and I really don't know if I can.
You should report it.
I know I should.
What does your mom think about the whole thing? And by the way, she's calling from Florida, so this is, I think, just a misdemeanor. A molestation, you get essentially a
citation.
Well, $23 fine.
Yeah. I was raised in Connecticut, so
okay, so it's more.
They fled to Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is.
So he could carry on his activities.
What is Florida? Is it a state or a septic tank? Is this all the crap just roll into Florida? Is that how it works?
Yes, it's in my backyard right now.
Oh. Yeah. And remember, there's a big difference between northern, central, and southern Florida.
I know.
So this is northern Florida behaviors, right?
I'm actually near West Palm Beach. Which is sort
southern
of
Florida.
I don't even know. I didn't know there was a part of Florida. I just knew it was just Florida. There's Shaq's house, and then there's everywhere else. and that's where all the trash resides. So, Danielle, you sound relatively intact for someone who's been through what you've been through.
Yeah, I actually am fairly stable for the most part.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Which means you have a sort of
good genetic,
good constitution, and a good, healthy, sane streak in you.
Yeah, that's what you told me last time.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, we're picking it up on you for a second time, but that's not enough to overcome this horrible molestation.
Right, you still need some help.
It wasn't violent, so that's why I think I'm slightly normal.
No.
Worse.
Yeah. Well, all kinds of horrible conflicted feelings develop as a result of, you know, being aroused by this and being overcome. Right. It's just all horrible feelings. Very confusing.
Is your mom on your side or not?
She is sort of on my side, but she's a bit confused right now.
And she's staying with your dad?
She says that she's going to divorce him once I leave the house in a year because I'm going to college.
Okay, listen. Danielle, here's the deal. Whatever respect or whatever favors you owe your dad left the first time he molested you.
Right.
You owe him zero.
Yes. You just take care of yourself.
He's owed less than zero. He's owed punishment at this point.
Yep.
You take care of yourself and nobody else with the possibility of me. Okay?
Got it.
That's it.
Period.
It's done. And Mom, when she heard about this,
should have run to the police.
No, vomit should have came out of her nose,
yes,
and then she should have ran to the police.
After
so,
she cut off his balls.
That's right. So
thank you.
We know she was a molestation victim herself.
Of course.
That's another thing we know from studying polar bears. Dan's here from the Dan Band. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. What is up? I'll tell you what. Drew, you know what I'll tell you about right now? This close?
Dan, this guy will drop
trout.
He will drop trout. I swear to God, he will drop trout. He's wild. He will drop trout. Watch out. This guy's a radio maven. He drops trout.
7:31 after 7 o'clock. The news, traveling, weather coming up at the top of the hour. We got Silmar checking in at 58. Chatchware checking in at 58. Rancho Santa Margarita checking in 58 degrees. Glendale 58. Burbank 58. Encino checking in 58 degrees. I will drop trout.
On the 110 mattress in lanes.
Slow and
watch
go.
Out for brake
mattress
lights on the 405.
Lanes. Watch out for brake lights. Yeah.
Sig alert.
Sig alert. Watch out. I got an argument with somebody about. Here's. Dan is here, by the way, from the Dan Band. We're
going
to hear something else off the CD. Big Bravo premiere tomorrow night and then again on Sunday night.
Limpia.
Oh, nobody, just Steven Spielberg put his considerable might behind the project. That's how big a fan he was.
E.T., Goonies.
Goonies. here's the thing about, I got in an argument with someone about traffic, and I haven't harped on it for a while, but I can't stand these goddamn traffic reports. I think they're a waste of time. And everyone is brainwashed into thinking that they need them and thinking that they've used them and that they want them. And here's the challenge I put out to everybody. How many traffic reports have you heard in your life on morning radio, or better yet, just sitting at home in your kitchen watching the TV, drinking a cup of coffee when the morning show on Channel 5 breaks away for Sky Traffic? First off, 3/4 of the goddamn traffic reports you've heard, you've not been in a vehicle. So think about that before you realize, before you shout out that you can't do without them. Number one. Number two, how many traffic reports have actually impacted you where you said, aha, I'm getting off this freeway. I'm going to get, and by the way, if you're getting off the freeway, 10,000 cars are getting off the freeway in front of you.
Because they just heard the traffic.
Yeah, oh, the 405's not moving. We'll hop on Sepulveda. It'll be like the salt flats of Mojave. I'll go 400 miles an hour. No, that's a parking lot, too. The traffic reports don't do anything for anybody, and yet we all buy into them, and all they do is waste our time. And by the way, when's the last time you heard a traffic report that had something to do with you and the freeway or the street you take? It's always
I called somebody today, and there's like a website, like Sig Alert website or something, and you can see the rate of flow on these various different freeways.
Yes.
And I determined I had to get to Culver City at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Determined my route based on the information.
Wow.
There.
Right.
See?
And ended up going the same way he always goes.
No, actually, I never go. I went on the 405, which I never take.
Oh, yeah?
I take the 405.
Why? The 405 is slow and go on the 405. Look out for brake lights.
But
there
were brake
lights
on the 101.
Yeah. I always like when they get kind of jovial about something. It sounds horrible, too. They go, watch out on the 118 overpass. Nuclear armament truck collided with a moped. So that's going to be some slow going on there. wow. That sounds like carnage, by the way. But it is a total and utter waste of time. And all I want is for morning shows just to admit they got nothing to say and they're pussies.
There you go.
There's nothing to say. And please, could we stand up against these things?
The helicopter, it's expensive. Like, that's a lot of money they're sinking into this crappy report.
Yeah, but one helicopter works for 30 stations. That's the way it works. And so here's my challenge. Here's my challenge to you, who he who thinks they rely on these traffic reports. How many have you actually used? How much time have you actually saved versus the collective time, 5 minutes a day times your entire life, of hearing these worthless things that have nothing to do with you? That translates into years off your life versus the 12 minutes you saved over the last 8 years, the one time you heard one that had pertinent information in it. Thank you.
Caller.
Caller.
No calls.
Yeah. And by the way, look out for brake lights on the 405. Slow and go? What are you even talking about, you retards? Just get rid of the traffic report. No one wants to hear that. Get rid of the weather, too. Nobody wants to hear that. They're wrong, and we're in Southern California. Who gives a rat's ass? It's just all part of the bigger picture of people having nothing to say.
Hello, Chris.
Hi.
All right.
How's it going there?
Chris?
All right. How are you?
We're good.
What's happening?
Well, okay. After I orgasm with a female, I'm very happy. But when I orgasm after I'm with a guy, I get very angry.
Why are you with guys?
I like both, and every time.
I mean, offer an interpretation. Somebody did something to you awful when you were growing up, and made you very sexual and confused.
Sure.
And you re-evoke some of those conflicted and traumatic feelings when you're actually with a guy.
Well, maybe she's just hot-blooded.
Yeah.
Well, it's just it's just with guys.
So what about what I just said?
Well, yeah, I like being with guys, though, too.
Did you hear what I said?
Nobody hears what you say, Drew.
I heard what you said, but...
You're like one of those dog whistles.
I feel like Charlie Brown's teacher right now.
You know what you are? You're like you're a nerd whistle. Only nerds can hear you. Regular and cool people like me and Dan, we can't hear you.
Well, if you guys, I'm just trying to talk to Chris. I don't really care about you guys.
Hold on. Is he talking, Dan?
I didn't hear anything, man.
See? That's so awesome. Hey, Michelle here.
But yet, if we graduated from college, we'd know what he's talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Junior college.
No. Not junior college.
Nerd Whistle. It's a good name for a band, too. That should be next band. Side project.
Uh-huh.
Dan's got himself a side project. Nerd Whistle. He got together with Travis from Blank and a couple of guys from Radiohead. They're doing something called Nerd Whistle.
Nerdwhistle.com.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Chris, what is your question?
Well, I just don't know why I get so angry with guys.
Well, I just mentioned that. I just told you why.
What did Drew say to you? Did you hear him at all?
Yeah, he said something had probably had happened before.
All right. So what happened?
I was raped when I was 12.
Okay. And so that creates all kinds of awful feelings about men. And that's something you've never, it wires into you. It's hard to get over that. It makes it very, you feel, once you've been brutalized like that, it's very difficult to be sexual or to feel that sexual part of yourself.
Yeah.
You seem to be able to do it with women, but men, you're attracted to men because that part of that wiring is to be attracted to abusive guys having been abused.
Who raped you at 12?
My stepbrother's friend.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
How old was he?
21.
Nice.
Ew. Yeah, that's bad.
And I'm picking up on a little physical abuse, too, with you.
My mom when I was younger.
Right. And so that physical abuse also adds to all this trauma biology.
Your mom beat on you?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Until I was about 13.
All right, hold on a second, Drew. I've been wrong the last 27 times I've made this declaration. I'm usually right about everything. But
sexual abuse at 12, beaten by your mom until she was 13.
Okay, I feel it, and I feel strongly this time. Asian or Jew? I'm going Jew. It's got to be one or the other. Chris?
Yeah.
You're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Ohio, sexual abuse, physical abuse from your mother?
Yeah.
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
No.
No, you're not.
Are you really Jewish?
Yes.
No.
Wait a minute, Drew. I may be right.
Wow, look, I am.
I'm a Jew.
No way.
Did you have a bat mitzvah?
No. No, only half. My dad was Jew.
All right.
They go by the mother's religion in that.
Well, my mom really doesn't have a religion, though. So.
You a Mormon? Mom's got to be something with a hot-blooded...
Wow. Anyone...
My mom's Italian, but, I mean, she really didn't have a religion.
Zesty Italian. You guys practice Judaism at all?
When I lived with my dad, we did a little bit, but I don't study it.
Wow. Drew's shaking his head.
It just does not compute.
He's labeled you goyim. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if your dad kindled the menorah every once in a blue moon. He's still labeling you goyim material. Interesting, though.
That is interesting, huh?
Never. Wow, I'm flabbergasted. All right, how about getting some counseling for this abuse you've had in the past?
Yeah, I've been seeing the counselor at school.
No, you need a serious therapist. At school, where do you go to school?
Ohio State in Athens.
And they have student health services?
Yeah.
All right. Keep going, go regular. It's going to take a while to sort through this. In the meantime, I know you're attracted to people that are abusive, but try to stay with people that are good for you, that you care about, that you feel good about when you've been sexual. And I know it's hard for you. There's tons of conflicted feelings about sexuality. Mm-hmm. Just try to do that.
Did she say she's attracted to abusive guys now? Because maybe she's just hardwired to be a straight female, and she just isn't, you know. She was abused, so she's not responding well to sex.
No, she feels bad with men. She likes being with women.
But don't you think she likes being with women because she was molested?
That's a lot of lesbians are that way. A lot of certainly gay men are that way, too, that sexual abuse sort of sets that all up.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
How about you slow it down a little bit? And, you know, put the vagina on the top shelf.
But I'm just saying, do things that you actually like that make you feel good, not that make you feel bad. Very simple. Just take care of yourself. And then do the therapy. You're going to need it for a while.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. And look, here's the thing, everybody. I think women have this luxury. They get confused and they start acting out and they got abused in the past. So they just start sleeping with tons of guys or sleeping with tons of chicks or doing whatever. And they start spiraling down. And their self-esteem gets affected. And what they really need is something they're into that's totally outside of the bedroom.
Right.
And guys oftentimes don't have this problem because we can't get laid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I would love to have gotten into one of those sex-driven shame spirals when I was, like, in my early 20s.
You couldn't do it.
But I couldn't, so I had to take up kickboxing. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're forced to actually go do things where women can put out and kill 5 years easy just having, you know, drinking a tequila and getting in a three-way. It's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't have that. Dan, I'm guessing that wasn't an option that you had either.
No, man.
No shame spiral?
No.
Shame spiral?
I'm still working towards one.
Yeah, me too.
Thinking about Michelle, you may spring in on this one if you don't mind.
Michelle's a lesbian, by the way.
I would say about every lesbian I've treated was brutalized by a male at some point in her life. The ones I treat, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a specific population. Mm. Is that common, or is that a pretty small piece of the lesbian landscape?
Let me just say this. Don't start crying. If you make her start crying, I'm going to get weird. All right?
I think a lot of them, yes. But not necessarily when they're young, like before 10.
Oh, really?
It might have happened
later
in adult life.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're right. Now I think about it. Some of the ones, both. I've got both in mind.
Yeah. And it's basically like date rapes that are friends.
But really brutalized, like repeatedly. And it's like, screw this.
You mean any way?
Just sort of emotionally and sexually, both. Yeah. Both, I'd say. Not physically necessarily, but emotionally and sexually usually.
Yeah. All right. So what is your hypothesis?
Just like with gay men, we don't talk about how sexual trauma has sort of set that up. It's a little different with gay women, though. I agree with Michelle. It's more of like, enough.
With guys.
Yeah.
Well, I think our feeling is that women are a little more flexible sexually.
Yeah.
Not resilient. They're flexible.
Yeah.
They're malleable sexually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can be attracted to, you know, a totally straight woman could be totally attracted to a beautiful woman she works with if she, you know, has a good heart, or she really digs her, or she want to, you know, here's the point. If there's an attractive chick that another chick worked with, and that chick said she's having an art opening, and the person went to it, really dug her art. She could easily go down on her that night. Easily. Straight.
No,
yes.
No, no.
Whereas a guy, guy doesn't do that.
Guy doesn't wait for the art exhibit.
Guy, yeah, but yeah, no. Guy wouldn't go, like, yeah. I wouldn't go to another guy's house and go, wow, you did that whole rebuild on that big block. Let me give you oral. Like, all we want to do is punch him and take it from him.
Right.
But we don't want to perform oral on
it.
Right. No.
No, women are more flexible sexually.
More evolved.
Well, Drew calls it evolved, but I just call it more flexible. And so here's the thing. So if a woman was not treated right by a man or men, or just got turned off to men, she could be with women. Whereas guys, all we want to do is kill hookers if the opposite happens. Well, it's sad, but that's what guys do. We don't have that flexibility. Like, my mom was kind of a bitch and she was neglectful. I'm going to start blowing guys. That's my thing. It's tougher to get us to go over. Like women. That's why women, by the way, can have a phase where they're just, I was with women for 5 years and now I'm married and I have six
kids.
Because
it's more emotional for a woman than it is for
I think there's flexibility there. Not all of them.
But there are genetically gay men and gay women. There's just
there's that too.
That was their path.
There's that too.
Yep.
Absolutely. But it's sort of a mixed bag.
Yeah. Now they know it early.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, when did you know it?
Grammar school.
When did you know Drew was gay? Oh, I knew he was gay 2 weeks after I met him. Yeah. But grammar school.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So fifth grade, fourth grade?
Third grade. Yeah.
Wow. And did you feel weird?
Yeah, but I just didn't say anything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
You're a lesbian. You're a lesbian.
So you knew early.
You're a lesbian.
Yes.
So you weren't you weren't made in the lab. You came out that way, right? You weren't created in the basement by weird old Uncle Lou.
No.
Bad dad.
Bad dad?
No.
No, her dad's a good guy.
Yeah, good. That's what I'm saying.
Parents still married.
Oh, her dad is? That's an inspector.
Building inspector. How come he can't help you?
I called him, believe me. Try to kiss his ass. Believe you me. Sent over a basket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of basket?
Basket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why
I called back. Sure. Why doesn't the whole family swing that way? That's my take.
Susie, 21.
Acorn don't fall too far from the tree. You know what I mean? Susie? You're 21?
Well, come on, Susie. You got to be there.
No, she doesn't.
Wait, because we've lost. She's been back on the line.
I'm here.
There we are.
What's up, Susie? What's happening? Well, Drew, stop making noise.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
What's happening?
Well, I had my daughter almost a year ago. Mm-hmm. And right after I had her, maybe a couple months after, like, I lost all sexual drive. Even now, I'm kind of like,
How long ago did you have her? A year ago?
Almost a year ago. She'll be one in 3 months.
That is very common for a number of different reasons. Are you still breastfeeding?
No, I stopped after like 5 months.
Okay, breastfeeding will shut you down. Just the hormonal changes of pregnancy will shut you down. The stress of dealing with a baby is not easy. Not liking, really, not feeling sexual because of your body changes affect this. This was a lot of stuff. Sometimes getting on birth control pill or getting on some hormones really helps kickstart things.
Mm.
So you should talk to your doctor about that.
Where's baby's daddy?
Oh, we're still together.
Oh. But
I don't notice the wisdom of it. We daren't ask where the husband is.
Not your husband, though.
Baby's daddy.
No.
No.
I don't think
I'm ready yet. Oh, no, that's a commitment. That's a commitment.
Yeah. No.
That I don't want to get married yet.
No, it's refreshing.
I mean, a child, that's just 18 years. But marriage, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the way I see it is that my parents... I don't know who my real dad is, so...
We're shocked. Adam. Can I scrape you off the floor with a spatula?
No, because I'm going to be scraping you off the floor with a spatula, Drew. So, Susie, here you don't know who your real dad is.
No.
So you're going to make sure that your child doesn't know who his dad is. It's funny how that works.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I just want to be sure the person I'm going to marry, I'm going to be with.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want the baby to know her dad.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah.
How about you not have the kid until you get married? How about that strategy?
Well, that was an option, too. That was an option.
She was aware of that option. But
okay.
No.
Yeah, I was aware of that option, but I decided to take the high road.
The high road.
So you just, okay. Well, that's noble of you. And you're what we call old-fashioned. You don't hear that anymore. Young people so often
today. Victorian. I'd say Victorian.
I know. Today, you hear about the young kids. They're getting married. They're going to college. They're starting families after they're settled. Yeah. But and it breaks your heart. But once in a while, there's someone like Susie comes along and craps out a kid.
Takes the high road, as she says.
To get married and takes the high road. Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean the high road, but I just, made a decision, and I said this is the best thing for me right now in my life, and am I going to stick to it? Am I going to stick my guns? And I said, yeah, I'm going to do it. And, I know I'm a statistic, but, I'm a good statistic, I guess.
Yeah. God bless you. I just think if Adam and I decided to take the high road at 20, think about what that would have been like.
I have been taking birth control, though, so
good.
I think that might get better.
Well, that may be shutting you down sexually, too. There's certain pills that make things worse. You got to work with your doctor. Sometimes the ortho ever a patch. You're on the shot?
Yeah, Depo.
That totally shuts you down.
Yeah.
That's why you're having a problem.
Why?
The shot, that's a typical side effect of the Depo shot.
Are you not in love with the guy?
Yeah, where's the father? Guy?
What's his deal?
Well, we're living together. We have a family atmosphere, real good atmosphere.
But she has to get rid of him. She can't have her baby know her dad.
Yeah, why don't you guys just go ahead and get married then?
Because, like I said before, my mom never married my dad for a reason, and I don't want to marry somebody and then find out, when she's 12, that's not the person I want to be with, or him find out somewhere later on. I want to be sure.
By the way, the over-under is 3.5. It's not 12.
And by the way, that's why there's a sort of a value placed on commitment. Hang in with those relationships. Even when you decide, I don't want to be with this guy.
But why should she get married if she doesn't want to get married?
That's fine. Who cares? But, Susie, your reason that you don't want to get married is because you don't want to make the mistake your mom made, which is not having a dad around.
Which is the mistake you're making.
But the dad's around.
Well, no, I just don't want to. Yeah, he's around. I mean, he's so proud of being a dad and all that stuff. I mean,
you seem intent on getting rid of him.
Does he not want to get married?
Yeah, has he asked you to marry him?
Well, no. Well, obviously, no, he hasn't. So it's somewhat of the same situation happened with him, but it happened when he was younger and his dad left his mom. So I think we're both sort of at different sections of the boat, I guess you could say. In the same canoe, different sections of the boat, I guess, to make that metaphor.
Wow.
But the baby's in the middle of the canoe.
Well, I mean, we're in the same boat, kind of the same situation.
Yeah, get it. Yeah. Well said. We got it.
All right.
I don't know.
Is it one of those fiberglass canoes, or is it the one where the pelts are stretched over the wood frame?
No, it's the old-fashioned wood ones.
Pelts.
The wood one with the pelt?
Susie.
Because some of the Indians would carve them right out of logs. One solid.
Chop it out of the log.
They burn the inside of the log and then scrape it out.
Susie, you sound so smart. Make some decisions on your own, okay?
I will. Huh?
All right. But make good ones. So don't make them based. Whenever you react to your family of origin, when you're reacting to it, it's going to be a bad decision. Mm-hmm. Whether you're reacting in a way of sort of like a robot and acting out the same thing that happened in your family of origin, or going the exact 180 degree opposite to make sure it doesn't happen, you're still making bad choices and doing something that's going to have a profound effect on your child.
What's that have to do with kayaking? Are we talking about kayaking?
Burning the inside of the log. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's one of the older ones with the pelt.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've established that. That was it.
I like the idea. She definitely had feelings about it.
I like the canoe thing.
I do too.
It was nice.
She's a metaphor pioneer, by the way. We're both on the starboard. Well, he's on the aft side of the.
He's on the Lido deck.
What you don't want to do is you don't want to count your paddles. You don't want to before your oars hatch. All right, good. No more kids, though.
No,
please. All right, let's take a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Savannah.
Oh,
what is that?
Birth control.
Oh, birth control. I mean, effect. It's not that I couldn't read birth control. It's just a BC. I've started. There's a boy. We have weird designations here. It's like porn, Double DPs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. That's strangely enough,
ADPs, wow. Does birth control affect the ability to have orgasms? She's having trouble. I don't want to talk to her. Just lost virginity. How long before the sex stops hurting? Started taking steroids, balls shrank.
Ouch. Well, this could be for you. It could take care of that problem.
He's talking to Adam.
Yeah.
I don't know you, maybe you too. I don't want to put muscle on, but I am interested in shrinking my sack. So for that reason, I might get on the juice.
We'll tell you how we convinced Jimmy Kimmel that Adam actually had a scrotoplasty.
Remember that? That saddens me, Drew. You know, we were at a wedding a few weeks back, and we were trying. I thought we were having a good time. I thought we were.
I thought we were telling a joke.
We were eating. I think we were high was the problem. And Drew made a joke at the table by saying Adam had scrotoplasty. And because I'm a great improvisational comedian, I went along with it. And I just explained to the table that I had a little asymmetry in the sack and that one ball hung a little closer to terra firma than the other one. And the problem was, is the reason I had the repeated surgeries is I had the ball lift, but they brought it up too high.
Yeah,
which, of course, now gave me the same problem with the other nut. And that one got raised, and they pulled that up too high.
Then we started
talking about straightening out
the D'Arto's tunic and ironing out the wrinkles.
Right. And Jimmy yelled, "I knew it." And then he made this proclamation. If there's anyone I know who would undergo scrotal plastic surgery would be Adam Carolla. And that's when it stopped us. Stop being funny. That's when it got a little weird at that point.
Ghost tier.
I was like, anyone you know to have scrotal surgery would be me. He who does almost no physical maintenance whatsoever.
I'll attest to that.
Thank you.
Ouch.
Thank you. It really hurts.
I just went to the bathroom with you guys.
Yeah.
And you saw what I was talking about, right?
You saw what I mean, right?
Yeah. I'm going to walk out of there.
You felt it. We'll take ourselves a little break dance here from Dan Van Out. Here's something else off the new CD, something you might hear on tomorrow night's Bravo special, perhaps. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hello, kiddies. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LVE-191. Or Dan is here from the Dan Van.
Thank you.
CD is out. CD is live. And you can find him on Bravo tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, doing a live concert. Steven Spielberg presents. Mick G, he directed the show?
He directed it, yep.
How much directing's involved in the live concert? He just stood there and rocked out, right?
Yeah, you know. No, he did a lot. He, you know, helped come up with the set. We kind of like the set, you know, because we do the show every other Friday at Avalon here in LA. Mm-hmm. And it's just the basic Avalon black box set, but
right.
McGee-ified the set. It looks like, you know, Vegas threw up on it.
Where
it's good, in a good way.
Where did you shoot it? Did you shoot it at Avalon?
At Avalon, yep.
Oh, so they just got in and dressed the place up.
Yep.
When did you shoot it?
We shot it like 6 months ago. So it's just been, you know, waiting to be born. And tomorrow's the birthing.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, get ready for the have your
the afterbirth
placenta rock.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. Yes, sir. You cool?
What's going on? My placenta's rocking right now.
Are you thinking about something?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
That my nose hurts.
What's the matter with your nose?
I don't know. Something hurts right here.
A little too much of the Tootski? Hey, let me tell you something about the 80s. First off, everyone did it.
Right.
Okay, everyone did it. Uh-huh. And number two, when you're going to med school and you're sometimes pulling 20-hour shifts.
And it's free. It's all
and,
there.
Yeah, interning and all internships and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just, and they didn't know it was bad for you back then.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they didn't know.
Angel dust.
Used to be in Coke. Used to be in Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Eric?
Yeah.
Freud thought it cured heroin addiction.
That's right. Eric? Drew?
Yeah.
We're cool. You don't have to sell me.
Okay.
You're 19. What's up?
Well, the thing is, me and my girlfriend were very sexually open, right? And we tried having anal intercourse about two times, but both of them were very horrific experiences for her because the second I put myself in, like, not even, like, just my head went in,
mm-hmm.
and that made her cry both mm-hmm. on both occasions. Because the first time she was like, yeah, okay, let's try it. And then that happened, and it's like a couple months later.
I'm a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Eric, so that's it. That's going to be her experience every time. That's it.
Just give her time?
Yeah, that's not going to work for her.
Is that going to work for her?
No, you're harming her. That's why it hurts.
Well, I pretty much figured that, but...
All right, there you go.
But she wants to when I want to, but...
No, you want to. She doesn't want to.
I want to, yeah. I mean, I want to, but she says she's down to do it, but she's just scared that it hurts.
Right, yeah. Because you're harming her.
Yeah. She just wants to make you happy.
Why would she want to do something that hurts her?
That's harmful to her. Not just hurting. Her body's telling her that there's trauma going on to the tissue down there.
Let me explain something to all stupid guys listening to the show, and that's all of you. Here's the thing. You cannot... Here's what I've had an assful of in this society.
Strangely enough.
Mm-hmm. I've had an assful of having an assful. People have an agenda, whether it's anal sex or some business decision.
Yeah.
People have an agenda, and what they do is they just sort of make themselves...
Strangely, they cram it up the tukai.
Yes. We're not... So
literally and figuratively in this case.
Right. What she is saying is I wish I could do this, but I can't. Because it's painful, and I don't want to do it.
No, I would love to be able to. Maybe you can
Eric
find out a way.
What Eric is hearing is she wants to do it.
Right.
You understand the difference?
Yes.
Eric.
Yeah.
She gave you two cracks at her crack. That's one. That's one and a half more than I usually get.
That's one too many.
No lube, no nothing. No letter
on page. Yeah, I remember when my dad got me my first butt plug. Let me explain something, and that's out of context.
Okay.
That's out of context. Let me explain something with the lube. Your lube window has slammed shut and been painted closed. That lube window was anal sex round number two. If you're not smart enough to bust out the lube in that particular case, you don't deserve a third chance, my friend.
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen.
Look.
It takes a big man to admit when he's
beaten. Here's the deal. You can cause hemorrhoids, tears, fissures, abscesses, fistulas, and prolapse. They're basically a tear. Yeah, it's a sort of a eroded area down the side of it. The anus is an area that gets tons of pathology, particularly in women as they age anyway.
Mm.
You do stuff like that to her when she's young, it's going to be a long life.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're saying you only get one anus? Anuses?
No, you only get one crack at it.
You only one crack at an anus. Yeah. Here's the thing. If you try anal sex one time and your girlie ain't into it and she's good enough to go ahead and sign up for second tour in anus nom, you better show up with a big bucket of coke and a bunch of anusol and a big tub of water-soluble goo and, like, 30 condoms and a candle and a, like, box set of Sex in the City. That's what you... Don't just show up for one more dry run and then be befuddled when it doesn't feel good for a second time. Expect you're getting a third time? She wishes she could... No. She's just trying to shut you up. Leave her alone.
And again, this is back to the idea of anybody should be able to do anything. If we could just find the right technique.
Yeah. She ain't into it. No. Leave her alone. Leave her ass alone. Please.
Well said.
Savannah?
Yes.
You're 22.
Corolla.
Yay.
Adam.
Corolla. See, Dan, I'm trying to get Marco Polo in the pool.
Uh-huh. Change to your name.
Corolla.
Yeah.
Adam.
Roller. Adam's jacking off the jacuzzi.
Yeah, that's my fish out of water.
Oh, all right.
It's a little bumpy.
Right. We're working it out.
We're working all right, it out. Good. Yeah.
You're almost there.
You know what we mean.
Yeah. Do you have a pool, Dan?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you swim in it?
I
you
dabble.
Do?
Yeah.
You do? You ever play Marco Polo
with
the kids or the nieces or the nephews or anything?
Yeah.
Could you go ahead and change that to
I'm
going to
work that out. Yeah. All right.
You got to do it sing-songy.
Adam.
Corolla.
Done.
Okay.
All right. It's on my next album, too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Please.
All right.
Oh, what are we talking to? Savannah?
Yes.
What's happening, baby doll?
I am curious because I went to my nurse practitioner and I asked her, because when I'm on the birth control pill, I have a harder time orgasming, and she'd said she'd never heard of that, and I was wondering if Dr. Drew had heard of that. And if
it's actually rather common. It's actually rather common. It can affect orgasm function and libido or sex drive. When the estrogen passes through the liver, it changes the level of something called sex hormone binding globulin. That determines how much sex hormone is free and available in your blood, basically, both testosterone and estrogen. And then that's what that estrogen does that to some women, not all. It's why the patch sometimes is better in terms of avoiding this side effect.
The patch doesn't go through your liver?
Doesn't go through the liver, exactly. In other women...
Well, wait a second. The patch gets in your bloodstream.
Right into your skin, so it doesn't go from your gut to your liver. Everything from your gut goes right to your liver before it gets into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
Called first pass.
First pass. Yeah. And then what about stuff that's in your blood? Does that get to your liver?
It gets slowly metabolized, but it's not getting all in there all at once.
It gets diluted.
Yeah, it's diluted and it sees it slowly and it's metabolized through there, but it's not this big load that affects, again, circulating sex hormone binding globulin.
And
the liver is where all these proteins and things that circulate in your blood are manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
And so the adjustments are made by the liver based on what it's sort of seeing.
So as far as me and the booze goes,
Scotch
enema.
And
is that better for the liver?
No, because with alcohol, it's not so much about it's what's circulating in your blood.
What about a vodka patch?
It's all about the same.
Yeah. We should invent that.
But Savannah, here's the deal. That's one, again, because women are so different.
Season one of The Man Show, by the way. Go ahead.
But women are so different, diverse. Some women have only increased libido from estrogen, and some women are shut down by the progesterone, which is the more androgenizing or male hormone effects of the female sex hormones. And other women get aroused by the progesterone. So women are all over the place.
So
you have to work with your, try the patch first, then maybe the more progesterone dominant pills or vice versa. If you're on a mini pill now, get on something with some more estrogen. If that doesn't work, then you try the patch.
I've tried the tricyclines and the mono, so I'll go on the patch. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Sure. What, Savannah?
Yes.
What's up?
You want any other medication?
I'm sorry?
Are you on any other medication?
Lexapro, but I was using
Lexapro
before with the
Lexapro
orgasm, and I got off it, and I was just on the straight Lexapro, and I had no problem at all.
Well, Lexapro and all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors definitely affect orgasm and libido, so that may be part of the problem.
How's your man doing?
My man is very good.
Okay.
I went to something else, and I'm not satisfied with that, so...
All right, now I'm bored. 10 seconds ago, I wanted to talk to her, but now I'm bored again.
Time for a break.
Time for a break?
Time to pee.
Time to pee?
Well, time for a break.
Time for a break?
Time to pee.
Time to pee? When we get back...
Adam.
Carolla.
Yeah, well done. Thanks.
let's see. Steven started taking steroids.
He just came back.
Where was he?
Want to ask him?
No. Okay to expose new baby to grandpa molestation issues. Uh-oh.
Oh, love of God.
Here's a nice one. Found incest porn in dad's cabinet. How do you explain that went away, by the way? You know what I mean?
You just hope somebody else put it there.
Here's the deal. If I found, like, weird incest porn in my dad, I would just hire a hobo to kill him. And it'd be good for him, too. You know what I mean? Die with a little dignity, with no embarrassment for the family, no shame. Drifter coming through town.
A hobo kill.
Clean hobo kill. Skim like $75, maybe a tequiza.
Yeah.
Comp him for the Dan Band Show Friday night.
This Friday at Avalon.
That's all he needs. Yep. Or at the Avalon.
Hobos get in free.
Hobos free.
Yep.
All right, we will... But by the way, not bums or street urchin drug addicts, no, hobos.
Like railroad people.
Like old school.
I want like a stick with a kerchief.
With a red and white polka dot.
Yeah,
that's right.
Or a top hat with like a little
floppy shoes.
You're going to need to know the words to King of the Road. Trailer for sale. At least half that song. Otherwise, you're an official hobo. And hole in the bottom of the shoe. And also, you will have had to have cooked your shoe at one point.
Maybe. Exactly.
At least the strings.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. All right, let's take a little break. We'll be right back after this. there, buddy. Love Line. I'm Adam, and it's Drew. Dan's here from the Dan Band. Drew gave me a peanut M&M. Peanut M&M's are so much better than regular M&M's. I get angry at people that buy regular M&M's.
See, I don't like them.
The peanut M&M's?
I don't like them. There, I said it.
Now
I'm
pissed.
Do you like peanuts?
No, I like peanuts.
Yeah?
I don't like a nut in my candy.
Huh? Mm. I like in your nut. Mouth, son.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Have only yours after sack, the surgery. Girl.
I know that. I've borne witness.
Hold on, Dan. And by the way, it's good that you brought this up at the end of the show. Because if you would have brought this up at the beginning of the show, you know.
The peanut thing or the nut thing?
The peanut thing. We would have had problems.
Really?
I got to be honest with you.
I mean, do you like nothing worse than like a nice muffin with a nut in it? Or a brownie? It kills the brownie.
I'm getting hungry and horny, Drew. Yeah. No, a nut does not kill the brownie.
Yeah, I don't. No, it throws your tooth off. Your tooth gets used to a certain texture of crunch in the brownie. No crunch at all. Just a nice, soft, gummy chew. And then you get hurt with a nut.
No.
I can appreciate the man that appreciates texture.
Nuts hurt.
Yeah. You get hurt with a nut.
When you're trying to gum something.
Yeah. Well, you just got to time it right and turn your head. That's all. Nice.
Yeah. Relax and push into it.
You get pink eye. Here's the thing. Walnuts are good.
Walnuts are the devil.
See, you say something
now,
like that.
Now, wait a second. Let me just see where we're at here in the nut department. Macadamia nuts. What do you think?
Not a fan.
Oh. Cashews?
I like a cashew.
Almonds?
I like almonds. Like on the plane where they give you the warm nuts. Yeah. That's good, but I always toss the walnuts over to my lady.
Uh-huh.
Hazelnuts. She'll eat them.
Hazelnuts?
I don't know that.
Soybeans.
I'll do a soybean, but is that a nut?
Not really. I think it's in the legume family.
There it is.
It's in those cups that come in the American Airlines.
Touché. Oh, right. Yeah.
They start filling the thing out. Made me angry.
Rightly, I know.
It's like
what
a caper, though.
All of a sudden, it's all soybeans.
True. Yeah, here's the thing. Drew, you and I are turning into like old postmenopausal rich broads. Lovey from Gilligan's Island. I fly first class because
you're Adam
Carolla. No, because I force people to fly me first class because it's like, look, you want me to come out to wherever and do whatever? You got to float me a first class ticket.
You're a tall guy. You can't have your knees in the seat on Southwest.
That's right.
Yeah.
And besides, I want to slum it back there with, the working people. They might pick up Hep C or maybe just a bad habit.
Junior college kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
The point is.
Keep them focused.
All right.
I fly first class, and one of the best things about flying first class, if you're flying American, is that hot cup of nuts. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. The only thing better than a nut is a hot nut. I'll tell you what. Mm. That is awesome. And lately, and I just noticed it the last time I came back from New York, they started filling it out with soybeans. They basically took the whole bottom of this nut thing, and they packed it with these horrible soybeans, and then they just put the nice nuts at the top.
And they no longer have the big carafe they can't refill it.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's going on?
Listen, here's the deal. First class ticket in New York is like $3,300. Coach, $285. Go ahead and give me my $2 worth of nuts, you cheap sons of bitches.
Or, bring your own nuts. Keep them in your pocket. They get warm.
I'm not packing my own nuts for a $3,300 ticket that I didn't pay for, but I can still act outraged about it. No, I mean, that's the whole thing. The difference between first class and coach is like $2,000. It's not twice as much. It's 10 times as much.
Yeah.
I want my hot nuts. Oh, Drew.
Yeah.
I'm not flying
with you. The captain has to come out. Oh, yes.
Mr.
Carolla has
a
hissy
out.
Fit. Watch out. Especially over nuts, strangely enough.
I made the captain actually came out on a Northwest flight once, and I made him sift through my Fiesta mix and pull out the smoked almonds. Remember that, Drew?
That's another thing. Smoked almonds. You don't smoke things.
Oh.
Out of here. Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Get me off. I don't want anyone watching that Bravo special.
Tomorrow at 11 p.m.
Tomorrow at 11 p.m. at Bravo, Steven Spielberg presents McGee directs. Or Sunday night when they repeat the same excellent programming.
Yeah.
All
but
right?
You, out.
You don't like smoked almonds?
I don't like smoked anything. And the smoked walnut is just for
salmon? Smoked salmon?
No, who wants
that? How about some a nice smoked brisket or something? Some beef, some
barbecue.
Smoked meat.
Smoked barbecue.
I don't know. I don't like the smoking.
Where are you from?
Upstate New York.
Well, wherever you're from, go back. Would you? And don't have any kids. I need the world. I need a bunch of non-smoked almond, regular M&M eating beasts running around this planet. Enough problem with you.
Jeff, 22, what's up?
He sickens me. I'm not even going to look at Dan.
Oh, my
Jeff.
Don't talk to me. Talk to Drew through me.
Jeff?
I can't even hear you laugh.
What's up, Jeff?
Is he laughing, Drew?
Yes, he's laughing.
All right. Yeah?
I got a problem. I can't. My endurance just sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute.
I heard Drew was talking about something that was supposed to be coming out.
Yeah, there is a medication coming out in about a year. It's within the year, I'd say, probably. It's a sort of an ultra-short-acting serotonin reuptake. Actually, a little different serotonin transport medication.
Mm.
And it really will triple or quadruple your time. So I know if you're only a minute or two, you know, if you can go 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, that's a big change. And this medication looks very good and very safe. So, and this stuff, this problem you have is biological. It's not like, I mean, maybe after 10 years of intensive therapy, something will change.
Yeah.
Who can afford that?
You got a bad hand dealt to you.
Yeah, that's just how you're wired up.
Nature or nurture. Either
whatever it is, you're wired up that way,
yeah.
You know, and it takes quite a bit to undo it.
Yeah.
And this medication looks very effective.
Yeah.
Okay?
Awesome. That's
all right, hold on. You keep your ears open for it. It'll be widely
What's Dan
touted.
Doing now? Is he looking at me?
No, he's not talking. He's not. He's looking at you, though.
Tell Dan I'd like to take his kids away and get them in some sort of nut rehab program.
Dan, he appreciates you coming on the show tonight.
Thanks.
Okay. Tell him I want to reorient them and bring them toward the light instead of the dark.
He said good luck on the show tomorrow night. You know, it would be a great success.
Right, thanks, man.
He says you are really an a-hole.
Make sure that's... is that what Dan's saying to me?
Yes.
Make sure it's abundantly
you don't
clear
hear him.
To Dan that
you only hear me.
I shan't be going to the show Friday night because of this rift.
The one at Avalon?
Yes.
God, you are such a pain in the ass.
Wow.
Formerly the Palace.
Do you like fruitcake?
Well, no, I don't.
Well, see, because there's freaking nuts in it.
What just happened?
Sorry. Listen, there's an exchange. I'm sorry. Let's take a break.
All right.
Well, Dan may or may not be back, depending on look, if he tells me that his mother was killed by a blue diamond almond truck or something, I might give him a pass. But anything short of that, we'll take a break. We'll be back after this. Well, that's the show. I want to thank What's-His-Nose for coming on.
Smoke Walnut?
Yeah. Dan, he's dead to me.
Shake it off.
I now know him as the man who loathes nuts.
Come to my show this Friday at Avalon. Join my email list at thedanband.com.
See, everyone else at the Avalon is going to be seeing a guy rocking out, singing chick songs. I'm going to be seeing a guy who hates smoked almonds up there. That's all I'm going to be seeing.
It's going to be painful.
That's all I see.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Red.
Yeah.
I don't like nuts in my bread. What are you going to do? Sorry.
How about a fist in your face, man?
All right.
How about
sounds sexy.
Banana nut bread?
Yeah, what about banana
nut? Poke the nuts out with my tongue.
Oh, my God.
Date nut bread?
Forget
it.
That's
an
attack.
I'm disgusted.
All right, Drew's disgusted.
Carrot cake.
I'm going...
I could do carrot cake.
I'm going... It's big of you. I'm going Friday night. Bravo tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, and then again on Sunday night. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
That my nose hurts.
What's the matter with your nose?
I don't know. Something hurts right here.
A little too much of the Tootski?
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Eagold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.